Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Martha. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus came to a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, who sat down at the Lord's feet and listened to him speaking. Now Martha, who was distracted with all the serving, said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister is leaving me to do the serving all by myself? Please tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about so many things, and yet only one thing is necessary. It is Mary who has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." So Martha is reproved by Jesus because she is worried about so many things, while Mary is praised for recognizing the one thing necessary, listening at the feet of Jesus in prayer. Now, we tend to look at this story and think Martha was entirely in the wrong. But let's not miss a very important fact: that Martha was the one who welcomed Jesus into the house. It was Martha that probably invited Jesus in the first place and gave him hospitality. And as a result, Martha, Mary, and their brother Lazarus became some of the best friends of Jesus. Oh, and by the way, it was probably as a result of the hospitality and friendship that Jesus raised their brother Lazarus from the dead, and that all three became saints. So this shows us that God's original plan is still in effect, and that plan is that faith should come through friendship. Faith should be passed on from parents to children and from friends to friends. God comes to people through other people, but that means some person has to do the inviting and the hospitality and create the atmosphere for the relationships. That's Martha. And if Martha doesn't do what she did, then maybe the others would have never become a saint. Maybe they would have never even known Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's a very frightening trend. People are choosing entertainment and screens over the good of real friendships and relationships with others. And this results in the tragic consequence of isolation and loneliness. Now, the goal of life is not that we are entertained, and other people are not for our entertainment. The goal of life is to become holy, to become like God. And God lives in a community of friendship called the Trinity, but also with the angels and the saints. Our problem is that entertainment is just so pleasurable. It's comfortable. It's easy. It requires nothing from us. But people, on the other hand, they're nothing like that. Relationships can be difficult and require a lot from us. And this has led to this dangerous mindset in which we see ourselves as victims and everyone else is toxic. And in some sense, yeah, this kind of is true. Relationships are not easy. And some people hurt us. Some people are difficult and annoying. And every relationship takes something from us. And everyone is to some degree toxic. In fact, we all are. But we treat each other this way, and then we push them away, leaving everyone alone and incapable of growing in love and maturity. So, is your choice to just be alone with your entertainment? If it is, then you're already choosing hell on earth, because that's what hell is. You're just alone. Is that what you want? Or do you want to live like God on earth in a community of family and friends? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Some people have lives that are boring. Some have lives that are really painful. And some are overwhelmed. And at the very least, we can all get exhausted. And then we're tempted to escape into entertainment. But it won't help. When the entertainment ends, our lives are still the same. But what will help is the great good of family and friends. And why does good friendship make our lives better? Well, when we experience life as painful or boring or overwhelming, friendship is an elixir that assuages all three. It's very difficult to endure suffering alone, but you can endure almost anything if you have a good friend with you. That's why misery loves company. And life at times can be just too much to bear. But if you have another person that can help you carry the load, it's suddenly more manageable. And when life is boring, a friend brings surprise into life. Yes, entertainment can be surprising, but it's passive. We can't actually enter into it and participate in it. Friends bring surprise, perspective, beauty into our lives. And in friendship, we're more than just passive spectators. And finally, don't we all want someone who really knows, understands, appreciates, and supports us? Entertainment can't do that. Only a real friend. And isn't that what we really want? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Entertainment requires nothing from you, but friendship does. It takes specific effort. Friendship takes commitment. You have to commit to pursuing the good of friendship. It means you just don't do it when you feel like it or when it's convenient. And friendship takes invitation. Everyone is waiting for someone to invite them, and so everyone just sits alone. If you want friendship, then you have to take the initiative and invite someone, and then be bold enough to keep inviting. Don't give up just because someone is busy once or twice. And friendship takes hospitality. Make the effort to offer a delightful experience to the people you're inviting by doing something good together, by having drinks or a meal or a book club or a dance party or a game or a concert. And friendship takes consistency. You need to make it habitual. And friendship takes unconditional acceptance of the other person, who is comprised of both perfections and imperfections. And guess what? So are we. Entertainment takes nothing from you, but friendship is such a great good that it will require something of you. But the reward is infinitely greater than any amount of effort. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So if you want the good of friendship and family, then what are you going to do about it? I can tell you what I decided to do. I considered the people that are in my life, and I made the choice to really pursue friendship with them. My wife, my parents, my adult kids, and their spouses and grandkids. And then I began to invite them once a week to come to my house for a supper I prepared. And I tried to make it a time of good conversation for everyone. Now, sometimes we pray the rosary, sometimes not. And not everyone decided to come at first, but I didn't nag, and I kept inviting, and I delighted in those who did come. And I didn't quit. Now we pretty much have a habit as a family and a group of friends of coming together. Where can you begin? Really, all you have to do is just begin with one person. That's all it takes. But you have to be like Martha. You have to make the invitation, and you have to be hospitable. Won't you be my neighbor? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You didn't like that I threw in Mr. Rogers at the end.
I didn't mind that at all. I thought that was great.
Actually, Mr. Rogers was a really good dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like I can be to blame for this, but I did not grow up watching Mr. Rogers.
No, neither did I, actually. But I loved, there's a couple of good movies out on his life. And he was a spectacular Christian.
Yeah, I know a lot of people really sing his praises as far as how he handled difficult subjects with small children.
Yeah, he was awesome. Didn't quite have enough violence and action for me
as a kid.
So,
and that is what we have in common.
So what are your thoughts about the meditation? Because, you know, we do have this tagline: friendship, good conversation, and the rosary.
You know, sometimes we need to lower the bar maybe to friendship, subpar conversation, and the rosary. The other two are guaranteed, the middle one is not. But I don't know. I was struck by, I've been really struggling recently with trying to find balance in my life in like a few major areas. And I noticed that whenever friends are involved in that, I find it so easy. One of the major ones being, it's just hard as an individual to cook for yourself all the time and have a diversity of meals and really focus on what you're feeding yourself. It just feels so monotonous, or like you can't really unbury yourself. But I find it so easy to cook for other people.
But that's kind of an analogy for all of life, that it's hard to do things alone. It's more enjoyable with someone.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, if anything, I think I need to make a bigger effort to cook for someone once a week. As well as, it's been a while since I've gotten our whole friend group together.
There's also an added benefit. When you invite people over to cook, if you make a whole bunch, then you get to eat the leftovers the rest of the
Exactly.
week.
This is why college life was so easy for me because we would constantly cook for each other because college students love free food and everyone was pretty available all the time. So I would cook for everyone and then I'd just eat the leftovers for the rest of the week. And that's partially why it's so hard for me now as an adult when it's a little bit, when everyone's a bit busier, because I am more often just cooking for myself. I don't want to make a huge meal. You spend a couple hours cooking and then you eat for 10 minutes
Yeah.
and then your food goes bad in a couple days.
I totally understand. And now we should let everyone praying and listening know that I'm an extrovert and you're an introvert. And regardless, because I'm a pack animal, regardless of what your personality is like, we still all need the good of
Oh
friendship
yeah.
and relationship.
I'm also a less of a morning bird, more of
Yeah.
a night owl. So by evening, I really want to socialize. I like to have breakfast and lunch alone and don't talk to me at all. But I really, really like to share that big meal at the end of the day with other people
Yeah.
as
Yeah.
often as possible, honestly.
So I really believe that for a person to grow in holiness, they need friendship with Jesus in prayer. That's what we're doing in the rosary. I also believe that it's very difficult for people to sustain their spiritual life and their growth and holiness alone. So I think everyone needs a spiritual mentor and a small group of friends with whom they can share their faith. That's number two. And I think the third thing is that we all should be trying to help somebody else grow in their spiritual life because we are Christians. So this middle one, this idea of having a small group of family and friends that we share life with and share our faith with regularly, I think is indispensable. But I don't think many people have it.
Yeah, I think I'm even noticing myself getting caught up in the busyness and then neglecting that. And I think a lot of people, that's for us, that's like the first thing that goes.
So what do you
I'm too
think?
busy to see people, you know?
What do you think are the, what can we do? What can the average person do?
Well, again, with my struggle, I need to cook for myself either way. It's easier to cook with for other people. It's more rewarding in a way. So sharing dinner with other people. And I also think that's very different from going out to eat with your friends. It's very different to just cook at home. For starters, you're gonna actually get leftovers. It's kind of nice. Or more leftovers, I should say. But it's also just a very different action. It's a different environment. It's not just gonna be an hour at dinner and then it was nice knowing you. But I
I
think
think
we've
people.
always talked about doubling up on whatever we're currently doing. And sometimes you actually have to look at your schedule and say, I have so much on my schedule that I can't even rest with friends. Something needs to go because that's not sustainable.
Yeah, if we make friendship, whether inside our family or people beyond our family, if we make that a priority, then something unnecessary will have to go. What this is, I find this interesting, or interesting is a dumb word. Why are people having such a hard time inviting people into their home? I find this to be a huge hurdle. So for example, if I say, hey, if I say to four or five different couples, hey, let's get together. We should get together and cook. And like, no. And I say, how about if you come to my house and I'll cook? They're like, yeah, we'll come.
Yeah, I usually accept that if I want to get my friends together, I've got to cook a really big meal.
Why are people so loath to invite others into their home?
I genuinely don't know because that's always been my favorite thing. I can't even begin to wonder. I'm also very, I see it as a selfish thing that I always want people to come to my house. But I don't know. That's always how we've lived.
Yeah. This, I don't have an answer for this because I, you probably never met my Uncle John.
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, he's my hero. I'm just gonna say it. He had this really broken down house. Yet, it was the greatest place of hospitality and friendship. He was an electrician. He could fix anything. And this is back in the days when we'd fix stuff instead of
Yeah,
just throw it
I
away.
remember you talking about him.
So the door entering the kitchen slash dining room was always open. And people would just come in with whatever appliance needed to be fixed. And my Aunt Margie was always cooking food. And they'd just sit down at the kitchen table with their appliance. And Johnny would start working on it. And they would talk and they would eat. Next thing you know, he'd be playing the piano. And it was just constantly like this. And I loved going over there because it was such a place of friendship. But they weren't hung up on.
I gotta fix everything before anyone comes over.
Yeah, they weren't hung up on how their house presented.
Yeah.
And nobody cared.
And granted, I understand that right now, with where I'm at in life, a lot of friends don't want to host because most of my friends are young couples that have just gotten married and they're in apartments. So it's harder for them. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's harder for them to have 15 people over.
Well, not 15, but you could have
Sure.
four or three or two.
Yeah. But again, even then, I know people who barely have a kitchen table right now. And I'm not saying they can't, but I feel like still most of our listeners, that's not the problem.
Yeah. And yet, the other thing that we're really facing in our culture is for the first time in American history, maybe world history, more people live alone than live together. So that's going to take an extra effort for people who live alone to get together with others.
Yeah, that's fair.
And sometimes you're going to have to make multiple invitations.
As in, you're going to get rejected multiple times, or
Well, for
for
example,
different people?
there's a couple that we haven't seen for a while, a family we haven't seen for a while. And I bet for the last 2 years, once a quarter, I've contacted them and invited them to get together, and they always had something going on, but I didn't quit. And we got together recently, and it was awesome,
That's
so
fantastic.
delightful. And it wasn't anything other than just they were busy.
Yeah, in a way, you have to be somewhat detached that your schedule, your life, your plans, your big hopes to invite people over aren't going to be dashed because one person couldn't hang out, and that friendship's not over because they said no a couple times.
No.
It's okay if you only see them once a year.
Everyone's lives are overscheduled, and we have to start from that assumption and then just keep inviting. But now here's the other thing. How do you know who to invite? Because I think what we're called community by definition is small. There's no such thing as a large community. That's an oxymoron. Community by definition is small because it's only a small number of people that you can know and share life with. So the question is, who's the community I'm going to invest in that I will prioritize? Because it can't be everybody, but you got to pick and then start making the investment.
Kind of consolidate.
And some people, they're just not going to get your time like other people because you can't give time to everybody. We have to prioritize. That's the whole purpose of the family. You have to prioritize your family. So, in a sense, who's your quote unquote family that you're going to invest in?
This is probably the first meditation where my big resolution is I should make some soup.
And invite somebody. Or do this, invite somebody to make soup with you.
That's fair. Maybe I'm too much of a control freak.
It's fun to cook together.
Well, I have friends. My friend Trevor worked at Chipotle for years, so he's a great sous chef.
Oh yeah.
That is the sous chef you want because he can dice up anything.
Find some good friends, turn them into sous chefs.
That's my resolution right now. I gotta get back to hosting.
St. Martha, pray for us. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.